We just finished Simin Reish Nun, and we are about to begin Simin Reish Nun Aleph, and we'll be doing the first Sif. Ha'osim malacha be'erev Shabbos min ha'mincha ulamala, eina roa simin bracha. If someone does malacha on Erev Shabbos after mincha, we'll soon see what that zman is, he does not see simin bracha. Now, first of all, what does it mean he doesn't see simin bracha? Is it us or is it mutter? The Taz says there's no isser. And just you don't see simin bracha from it. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that it must be an isser. You don't not see simin bracha if what you're doing is not an isser. It must be an isser. Just the chiddush is that there's no makis mardis for it. Chazal did not make lashes for it. However, it's not the right thing to do. Now, what's considered malacha? So we'll see a little more of it later, but first of all, the Magen Avraham says malacha means work, it doesn't mean business. That means you're allowed to sell, according to the Magen Avraham. Rov Achronim disagree with the Magen Avraham. The Prima Godim goes and says that the Magen Avraham here was talking about a very specific case, and in order to understand it, let's go a little further. Yesh Mefarshim, the Machaber says, Mincha Gedola. Some say that that's Mincha Gedola, which is a half hour after Chatzos. V'yesh Mefarshim Mincha Ketana. Others say it's Mincha Ketana, which is a lot later, that's 9.5 hours into the day. So how do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah says if you want to be somach on the Mekilim, you're allowed to be somach on the Mekilim. Getting back to before, the Achronim want to say that when was it that the Magen Avraham allowed you to do business that was only up until Mincha Ketana, that means from Mincha Gdola on. Lemaisa, the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel. The Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel altogether, and it could be that they're relying on the Taz who holds that there's no Isser in this. But the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel, that they do business mamish a whole day, going all the way up to Shabbos. Lemaisa, you got to stop at least long enough to get home. A worker, a salaried worker, what is he supposed to do? So Mi'ikar Adin, he has to leave himself enough time. He's not this is not a case where he has his own choice. He's a hired worker. So a poel, the halachi is, he has to leave himself enough time to come home, wash himself and prepare it says to broil a little fish, to prepare himself something l'kavod Shabbos, and to light candles in time. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if someone works on the field, there he's got to stop a lot earlier. In fact, he's got to stop at Mincha Gedola. Now, the Ramah says, V'dafka k'sha osa malacha derech keva. That's only if you do the malacha in a way that it's something more permanent, meaning it's not just, oh, I have something little to do here, but you're really sitting down to do a malacha gemura. Avalim oso sederech arai lefi shah. Whereas if you're just doing something temporarily, v'lo kava le shari, it is mutter. V'lechein mutter lichto v'geresh shlomim v'chol kayotza b'zeh. You're allowed to write a friendly letter. That's not a problem. So malacha of akroi is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says even if you're getting paid for it, there's no isser. The isser is to sit down and do actual malacha, and that we'll see exactly what's included in that in Siv Beis.